Hey everyone, welcome back to the Thrive in EDU podcast. I'm Rochelle Denae-Poth. This is season 5, episode number 26. And it's a special episode because I get to tell you about something new that I learned about recently. And for those of you that have been listening, you know that I love to share new ideas, different methods that I've tried, a lot of times having a conversation with myself, but I've really enjoyed over the last couple of months, taking some time to explore some new technologies, especially in the area of artificial intelligence and some of the tools, what they can help us to do, the benefits for students, the benefits for us as educators, and just in general in the world of work, how it might impact us now as it is, as we're seeing, but also for our students. And a big question that has come up, especially over the last year, has been focused on academic integrity and students using different technologies that are available through artificial intelligence to not necessarily do their own work, to take some shortcuts. And so with what I have learned recently, I'm going to share with you, and I'll drop links into the show notes, is I've learned about a great resource called Learnix. And if you haven't heard of it yet, I recommend that you dive in not too long after, or even, you know, right now while you are listening, to find out exactly what it is. I found out about Learnix probably about 5 or 6 weeks ago, doing some research and had a meeting with their team. And it was just amazing to see what was available through Learnix. And so if you've ever thought about how to best help students with their research skills. I joke and talk about back when I went to school that we had to always use note cards and go to the library, pull out the card catalog, the Dewey Decimal System, things that now when you talk about, some people don't actually know what that refers to. But we always had to keep track. We had to have a list, the note cards with the notes that we got from that resource, the information to make the bibliography, and everything had to be just right. You know, the spacing, the font, italicized, all of those different things. But now we know very well that the power of technology makes it so it's really easy to generate citations, to find information out there on the internet through a quick Google search using any of the generative AI tools. And so we really are and have been in this world in which artificial intelligence is part of so much of what we do, not just in our work as educators, but in everyday life. And so what I'd love to share with you about Learnix is that it is a company that I got to meet with them about 5 weeks ago, probably at this point, and see firsthand how you can use this, what it looks like from the student side, what it looks like from the teacher side. And so one thing that I notice in my classroom is my students, when they have to do essays for different classes, whether history or they're working on something, they've read a book in English and they're researching the time period to create something else, they struggle with knowing where to find resources and sometimes knowing that they have to find 5 or 10 different types of resources. And so over the past couple of years, I've really tried to talk to them, one, about the Dewey Decimal System and the note card system that we use, but two, how to really sort through all of that information to be able to find what you're looking for, process it, determine if it's something that is valid, you know, it's current, it's relevant information, and also to think about the amount of time that they're spending on doing some of their research. And so again, over the past year, we've seen a lot of conversations happening in our schools. We've heard them maybe in podcasts or if you've read some different blogs. But when you have all of this generative AI available to us, like literally over 12,000 different apps at this point, lots of choices that you can go through. But as educators, we want to find something, I know I do, that makes it easy to get started, that is user-friendly, that offers real-time information that you can use as a tool for students to support them, but also that gives them the chance to develop their own skills independently. And I think that is super important. So we want to help them to set up a structure, and you can do that with Learnix. And so how you get started is you simply add on the Chrome extension. And it's a way that students and teachers can basically organize and see and track how they're doing the research that they're involved in. If you decide to sit down and work on something and 4 hours later you stand up and you really don't have much, you can go back and see what websites did you look at? How much time did you spend on those websites and have access to all of that information in one space? On the teacher side, whether you're using it for your own learning or just looking at student progress, it's great because you can see in the Classroom Pro real time what sites the students have visited, the types of things that they're looking for when it comes to keywords. You can even create a lesson for them. Tons of information, very visually engaging. That's one of the first things that I noticed when I looked at it and that always stands out to me when I try something that's new. And for teachers who are trying to help students and themselves to keep up with all the tech, to build these essential research skills, learning how to properly cite information that you're finding, which is something as a doctoral student right now, I am working through. It's a process, but it's nice to be able to go back and see what you've looked at, where you've spent the time, and then also process what is the information that you got from that site? How reliable is it? How current is it? And then what I also love about this is for students, they can take notes, they can add other information to their notes, they can download the information that they've received in their research. There's also the ability that they can generate a bibliography. And this is something that's free. And for students in your classroom who need that support, and we want them to learn the proper ways to go about doing research, because I've told my students, you may be doing research for many, many years to come. And the types of things that you're going to be citing could very well change. We all know that. Google came around. We had access to all of these resources, images and news articles and blogs and videos and websites and just it goes on and on. So it's really a valuable tool for being able to track all the different websites. Now for teachers, if you use their Classroom Pro, there are some other things that you can do with that. And I'll be sharing more in an upcoming blog as well, because I've been diving in and checking it out just to see how it works, because I always want to understand what the tool looks like, what is the amount of time that a teacher is going to need to get started with it to set it up, and for students, is it something that they can do independently? And the answer to all of those questions is basically yes. With the teachers using the Classroom Pro, you can track student information. And I think that that is a great way to have conversations with them. Not that you want to catch them plagiarizing, but we know that it can happen. Academic integrity is important, but we have to put activities and opportunities is maybe the better word in place for our students to be able to see how they're going about their research, and also to value the process of researching and seeing what they're finding, keeping track of the notes, and then seeing the whole thing come together. And for teachers, seeing what students are looking for, and then as a class, have a conversation after you've looked at all of the information in the dashboard to see, okay, well, in our class, we have students who've looked at this certain website and everybody spent a ton of time on that website. So what does that tell you? Also, you can break it down and see if they were just quickly looking at, different documents, if they were browsing on the website, or if it was a longer time period that they spent, even, looking at sites, whether, pick a famous person or pick your topic and see if they were on Wikipedia, for example, and if so, how much time do they spend on it? Or do they find something that was more like a current event in the form of an article or a blog? What are those sites? What are the top sites that are listed? And I think that is really neat for teachers and also for students. You can also set some expectations for students as well when it comes to an assignment for them. So there are a lot of different things you can do with this, but I think a couple important things is, one, we have to model it for our students and say, I share my stories all the time. Like, I'm working on my dissertation. I'm doing some research. I have tons of articles. I wish I could keep track of all of it. I wish I knew how much time I was spending and then be able to evaluate the benefits of that. And using something like this, you can do that. And again, it is a Chrome extension that totally free for students to do on their own. Just turn it on. They're working on a paper for whatever the class is that it might be. And they can go and do their research and go back and track to see how much time they spent on which sites and what the value in those sites was. And so I wanted to do a quick pop-up episode before the end of the year, because you may have some time before we head back into the classrooms in January. And you might be looking for some new ideas to try. And I think the start of a new school year, the start of a new calendar year are always great opportunities to dive into something new that's different. And so if in your classroom, you have students who do a lot of research and you're thinking, I wish there was a better way, or I wish we could track what they're doing, then this just might be the answer that you're looking for. So again, all you have to do is, if you would go to the Chrome Web Store, find Learnix, which is L-E-A-R-N-I-C-S, and you just add it to Chrome. And like I said, again, totally free. Students log in, it logs their data for the sites they visited. It keeps notes for them. They can create bibliographies. And that it should also be a moment where we pause and we go through with students and we discuss why the bibliography is set up the way that it is. What type of bibliography is it? What is the format? Is it Chicago? Is it APA? Is it MLA? You can even annotate and, you know, color code the research, which helps some students. I know it's very helpful for me as well. And then everything is just all in that one place. And you have this overall report, a snapshot of what you've done for every session that you've started. And so the thing that I love about it is that for students, they can just click and go on their own and evaluate it. For us as teachers, we can see how our students are doing and, you know, have the conversations, because it is important to continue to have those conversations for sure with them, and not to say, oh, I caught you copying from a website. But they do have to know how to properly cite the information, because digital citizenship, media literacy, all of those things are very important skills that we need to model, but our students need to have now and in the future. And so, best advice for you, put down Learnix on your list of tools. It's really easy to get started with. You just go to their site, you create your account, and you can get a demo with them. They have different resources available. They have a blog that you can get some ideas. They have a lesson library that you can explore that they are going to continue to add some things to, but you can find out how to get started with it. What does Learnix do? You know, academic integrity in a ChatGPT world, for example, research skills, skim and scan, understanding online searching to create better searches. And there are others available. Like I said, they have a different product. So if you're thinking in your classroom, you're looking at the Classroom Pro, that will be awesome for that real-time data. And the other thing about it is it's been created by people who are in education, have been in education. And so that also helps, because, you know, they understand what it's like to be in the classroom, what we're, you know, dealing with when it comes to managing all the different technology and tools and resources available. So I highly recommend that you check it out. And if you have questions, if you try it and you find something really neat about it, don't hesitate to reach out to them. Super responsive, great people to talk with, and also reach out to me. I would love to hear about your experience. And so just taking a moment to say thank you for listening in. I will have new episodes in the new year, just right around the corner, 2024. Look for my blog on Learnix. That'll be coming up probably mid-January after I do some more work with it in my own classroom with my students. And I want to thank Learnix for the sponsoring of my podcast episode today. So thanks to everyone for listening. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast. Give me a follow on the socials, the RDENE915. And I do have a newsletter that comes out twice a month in which I highlight upcoming free learning events, webinars, podcasts I've listened to, blogs that I've read, and just highlight the work of other educators. So please check those out. And as always, thanks for listening.